Dictation for Camin, C-A-M-I, Cruz, C-R-U-Z, January 366. Address as a letter to R. Macht, M-A-C-H-T, and P, 4631534. Dear Sister Macht, a consultation for Mrs. Cruz with fluctuating levels of kidney function. Does have a history of pancreatitis since 2018. Cardiac arrest. Was on life support. Prolonged admission 2018 for 6 weeks. Has a defibrillator. Morbidly obese on oxygen, wheelchair bounded. Multiple neurological and psychiatry abnormalities. Creatinine has fluctuated from normal to high and back to normal. March this year, 0.7. It rose to a peak of 2.1, and presently October back to normal, 0.9. Presently, some weight loss, but eating fair. No vomiting, dysphagia, chronic abdominal pain, trying to eat small portions, no diarrhea, bleeding, good urine output, no cloudiness or blood, takes Macrobid for UTI prophylaxis, chronic edema, no ulcers, no cellulitis, recent trauma to the right leg, a hematoma from the door of the car closing on her leg, no bleeding, stable dyspnea, rest and or activities, no firing of the defibrillator, denies purulent material hemoptysis, uses oxygen, chronic orthopnea, no localized bone tenderness, has tremor from Parkinson, next paragraph, the past medical history, morbid obesity, sleep apnea, diabetes, hypertension, neuropathy, cardiac arrest, pacemaker defibrillator, congestive heart failure, diastolic dysfunction, esophageal reflux, fatty liver, chronic pain syndrome, prior parathyroid surgery, pancreatitis, next paragraph, allergies to Bactrim, Remeron, Wellbutrin, Metformin, Bistin, next paragraph, surgeries including defibrillator, incision of abscess on the right thigh, gallbladder, spinal fusion L4, L5, S1, parathyroid surgery, knee scopes bilateral, hysterectomy, trauma to the right hand, the bone scaphoid, S-C-A-F-F-O-I-D, removed, bilateral tubal ligation. For that pancreatitis, I'm not aware of any pseudocyst collection or drainage. Question Parkinson, cardiomyopathy, low ejection fraction, prior TIAs, question stroke. She says 7 of them, last one, 2001. She used to abuse drugs. Next paragraph, medication list review. Notice the Bumex, potassium, vitamin D, Nurantin, muscle relaxant, long-acting insulin, short-acting insulin, Prilosec, Trelegy, Aspirin, Singulair, Losartan, Crestor, Fenofibrate, Nebulizers, Oxygen, 3.5 to 4 liters. For drug abuse treatment, on Suboxone, Suboxone, Aldactone, Tegretol, Valium, she does have bipolar disorder, was exposed to lithium for 1 year, post-traumatic stress disorder, schizophrenia. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 232, 64 inches tall, blood pressure 134/82, wheelchair bounded, on oxygen, alert oriented sign 3, attentive, pressure of speech, lungs clear, regular breathing, device on the left upper chest, no pericardial rap or murmurs, cannot precise internal organs because of the size of the abdomen, minimal edema today, trauma with hematoma on the right shin, minor tremors at rest, not on intention, no facial asymmetry, alert oriented sign 3, attentive. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine now back to normal, sodium in the low side 133, abnormal potassium acid base, abnormal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 11. There has been no blood or protein in the urine. Next paragraph, there is a CT scan, abdomen and pelvis, no contrast July of this year. No abnormalities on pancreas or kidneys. Excuse me, calcifications of the pancreas, but no cyst, none. This is suggestive of chronic pancreatitis and kidneys without obstruction. Calcification aorta, mild. Normal size kidney, 13.3 right, 14.3 left, no obstruction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Fluctuating levels of kidney function returning to normal. This is not chronic kidney disease. This likely represents pre-renal state. She blames this to episodes of pancreatitis. She is on diuretics, losartan, denies anti-inflammatory agents, no evidence of activity in the urine to suggest glomerulonephritis vasculitis. There is no evidence of obstruction or urinary retention, no evidence of CHF decompensation. Has morbid obesity, probably reason for the respiratory failure hypoxemia. No further workup is indicated as a proactive measurements when she has this abdominal pain and she believes she's having pancreatitis, not eating or drinking as much. For that 1, 2, 3 days, Bumex and Losartan could be placed on hold, monitor carefully blood pressure, valium status, edema, restart this few days after the question pancreatitis is resolved. Did not schedule a follow-up visit, but please let me know if I can be of further assistance. All issues discussed at length with the patient, end of dictation.